Mon cher, I'll be in our newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Trump's inaugural address, free of confronting Russia, China and Iran. Oil and gas production and sales. Tariffs on imports. Missile defense shields for America. Reclaiming the Panama Canal. Escalation with Mexico. Repealing LGBTQ plus facilitation policies. Reducing prices. The political editor wrote. In a meaningful gesture, the newly elected U.S. president, backed by a sweeping popular majority and control of both the House and Senate, omitted any mention of international conflict in his inaugural address. For the first time in decades, a U.S. president refrained from discussing prioritizing confrontations with Russia, China, and Iran, or supporting Ukraine and Israel. Instead, domestic issues dominated his speech, leaving no room for external concerns. This shift reflects the profound frustration among Americans with internal decay and how Trump's rhetoric resonated with their desires, contrasting with the traditional imperial discourse of American dominance and strength. Trump's speech embodied his promise to work toward a greater America, focusing on domestic success rather than maintaining global hegemony. Trump outlined clear priorities for his administration, blending foreign and domestic policies with an economic focus. He addressed plans to reclaim the Panama Canal and deal with immigration from Mexico, while his military agenda centered on a domestic Iron Dome for missile defense to counter advanced Russian and Chinese missile threats. This ambitious plan, expected to take 5 to 10 years, aims to rejuvenate American industries, establish markets for them, and complete the Iron Dome. During this period, Trump intends to ignore global conflicts and focus exclusively on internal affairs. At the heart of his domestic agenda is the shale oil and gas industry, which he envisions as the cornerstone of economic revival. The first front is lowering energy costs for consumers. The second is an invasion of European markets. And the third front is to claim the share of a global oil market. Trump's approach to allies and producers is straightforward. You are allies and we protect you, so you must contribute to the cost. Trump labeled his social agenda the Common Sense Revolution, emphasizing moral values. He declared an end to promotion of LGBTQ+ and the facilitation of such policies. Economically, he proclaimed the end of indulgence towards allies, with tariffs to be imposed on all imports. Trump appears to have avoided conflicts with the deep state, led by the military-industrial complex, by ensuring that the Iron Dome and Mars exploration projects allocate substantial portions of the budget to defense contractors and aerospace companies.